You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
We've got so much to cover tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we will never get to it all. I've been 2 weeks behind the show in terms of what we had to talk about since November. But we've got David Duke on with us right now. He had a big spread in the New York Times. He did not comment on that New York Times interview, even though they reached out to him for comment. But he's on the Political Cesspool Live tonight. We got to quickly go. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is going to drive the next couple of segments. He's got a lot on. Eddie Miller is my senior. He's a guy that I respect greatly, so we're going to defer to him on this. He's got a copy of one of David Duke's books in his hand. He's wearing a David Duke for U.S. Senate T-shirt, so we're going to let him talk. This is a man that's a Vietnam veteran. He served his country proudly, two honorable discharges, a great man all the way around.
But before we, there's no question.
There's no doubt about that. That's right. But before we go to Eddie, who has a lot of questions built up from the first hour, let's first go to Loretta. We always defer to the fairer sex. Loretta in Arkansas has a question for Dr. Duke.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Duke. It's great to hear you on the interview, and I followed your work for a number of years. I'm a former alternative newspaper editor, and I wanted to respond to an earlier comment that was made regarding the one place that the Jews haven't got control of is the churches. I disagree with that.
I think he was doing that facetiously. I think he was saying that in a facetious way, that they're even affecting Christian churches. That when Christianity had a very, very, they knew who the greatest enemy of Jesus Christ was. People don't even know that the Talmud says that Jesus Christ is.
Dr. Duke, I'd like to comment there for a minute.
Raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and they're boiling him in excrement for eternity. That's a fact. You can read Jesus.
I would like to comment there, Dr. David Duke.
What?
Well, look at all of the evangelists that promote the state of Israel.
Miss Loretta, this is Eddie the Bombardier Miller here. I was 100% sincere in my comments. Right now, you have many ministers out there, including probably about half of my congregation.
But you're sincere that they have taken over the churches.
They have infiltrated the churches. They have their 501c3 status. And they know, I'm telling you flat out, listen, I'm 67 years old. I'm in a Southern Baptist church here in Memphis. We've named the title of,
she agrees with you. She was misunderstanding
I'm sorry. I thought she was disagreeing with me.
So we're all
in
agreement here. Yeah, it was a misunderstanding on her part, perhaps.
And there are some good ministers and some good individual churches out there and great Christians everywhere that understand this. This is a traditional view of Christianity forever. Until they've taken over the rest of our society and they've been able to exercise blackmail and they control the TV preachers, of course, because they can cut off those networks, those satellites and those television appearances anytime that they want to. So when they operate on those TV preachers, they pay for the time on the satellite, it's you're working at the pleasure of you-know-who. So that's the
problem right
there.
You know, absolutely.
We're going to go to Eddie. We got to go to Eddie.
Farther than just the televangelist, though, and of course, John Hagee's the one that comes to mind initially. But I think the churches even the small town churches, have a tendency to promote Israel.
Miss Loretta,
you know, give money to Israel.
That's a filtered down thing,
Miss Loretta.
Because you're right; they're not directly controlled, but they're filtered down because the big spokes, all these preachers, are always listening to somebody on television. And so all the respected and and venerated Christian leaders are always presented as it doesn't matter about Jesus Christ anymore. It's only Israel is what counts.
And we agree on that.
And I see yard signs all the time that say we stand by Israel.
Well, yeah, but
that's
people,
right.
And that's people, people know what their leaders tell them, and people tend to trust their ministers, and their ministers trust.
And there is a difference between the leadership of these churches and the congregants. So there's a difference between the leadership of these churches and the congregants. Let's go to Eddie now.
The problem,
he's been taken dutifully.
The problem, Loretta, Miss Loretta, the problem is the same thing. It's the same problem in our movement. It's a total lack of courage. It's a complete The problem is complete cowardice, because most of the people in the churches know the problem, but they are scared. We have people that won't come onto our show. I've invited them on here because they are total cowards. They're complete cowards. And, you know, another problem is the money. Dr. David Duke was talking about the Federal Reserve. If we can take, listen, the number one problem in this country right here is the money. If we, the Christian people, can get a money, an honest money, constitutional money system back like it was in the beginning, then we can take our country back until we can get control of the money.
Yeah, but now you're getting to good fundamental issue, which I really want to talk about.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And see, the churches, Dr. David Duke.
You were right. If we had
the problem with the church
issue, if we got people to follow the Constitution, if we got people to close our borders, if we got people to, so, you know, this is the issue. The fundamental issue is that we've been taken over by an ethnic, super ultra racist group of people. Not all Jews are super racist.
And they do it through the money, Doc.
And if we don't, that's where we have to, you know, to aim our rhetoric, our work, our ideas. Because if we don't overthrow, it's just like, you know, if aliens came down here from whatever, some other planet somewhere, and attacked us and took over Earth. All the other issues, we can say, well, yeah, but they're doing this to the Federal Reserve, or they're getting people to take birth control and have babies, and they're corrupting the morals of the youth. That's, you know, that's all, you know, that's a fact. The cause of this is because we have an alien force that grabbed control over the American government, over the American
That's right,
media.
Dr. Duke. Dr. Duke, they did it in this country here.
Forget about
They did it in this country here in 1913. With the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, which was never even ratified legally, the Federal Reserve Act was the American Jew, the Jews in the United States, I hope I'm not cutting you off, I have a few seconds, they got control. They did the same thing in 1913 as they do now. They used their money, they bribed the senators during a Christmas break, they got the illegal Federal Reserve system going. And so, consequently, we have a group of alien Jews that control the money system in this country. They control the money system in the World Bank. They control the money system in the Bank of International Settlements.
Yep.
And that's how they can bribe every single congressman and senator in this United States.
Why do they control the money system? They control the money system because they're tribalism. They help and support each other. They discriminate against Gentiles in seizing control of institutions, banks, corporations, government. That's how they control the money system. We've got to go right down to the root of the problem.
And, you know, that's right. The root's money.
They control the media. They hide this fact from the average people. They brainwash us to think, oh, this is a great, this is just a great economic system, they say, and it's just great that we've got Goldman Sachs out there while the American middle class is shrinking, while people are really hurting and losing their homes in America, massive unemployment. I mean, it's we got to go to the core. We are an occupied nation. A foreign army has taken us over, and we have to address waking our people up to that fact, because their occupation is one based on stealth. And as you said, it's also based on threat. It's also based on oppression. It's based on really hatred. They're really even trying to teach your own children to hate themselves. They're teaching African Americans to hate us. And a number of our people are being taught to let off steam. Well, those bad people protesting at Ferguson. Well, those people are protesting because the huge media.
Gotta take a break.
Dominated media has decided.
Thank you, Loretta, for the call. We're going to come straight back to Eddie Miller.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
I'm going to toss it right over to Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We have to make haste now. This program is going by far too quickly, and we have other things to discuss this evening. And, of course, Representative Duke's time is very valuable. He is the man of the hour in American politics. Everybody wants a piece of him. He has other engagements coming up in very short order. So, Eddie, quickly to you.
Yeah, Dr. Duke, first of all, I'd just like to say I'm having a little trouble with my headset. I certainly apologize for talking over you. Certainly would never intend to do that. But I got a quick question.
No problem. Dr. Duke, no problem.
Yes, sir. We both agree.
I go pretty strong. Strongly.
Hey, I've been foaming at the mouth here, Dr. Dave. In fact, first of all, I think you're the best guest we've ever had on, bar none. We've had some big ones. But, you know, we both agree, Dr. Duke, you and I, the church has been infiltrated. The alien Jews have conquered the Federal Reserve. They've conquered the money system. What can we do to get our money system back? You know, working, how can we do that, in your opinion? Have you thought that out?
Again, this is what I'm trying to say, and this is maybe the most important message that I can give you and all the listeners out there. You know, if you want to get the money system back, if you want to get control over our borders again, if you want to preserve the values of America, if you don't want America to be a torturing country, and I grew up, you know, a person who tortured, they were the bad guys, and yet that's become what we're doing. And then people are accepting it because that's what's being programmed on the television. It's okay, they say, if you torture bad people. Well, it used to be the bad people, people of torture. But in these wars, we're not only killing Americans. You know, we killed how many Americans died in Iraq and Afghanistan? And what's the result of it all? We're losing it all. In fact, we gave half of Iraq is ISIS. You know, Saddam Hussein was against ISIS and against the radicals and against al-Qaeda. We've been supporting al-Qaeda in Syria and ISIS in Syria against the Western-educated secular Muslim president. And against the will of 3 million Christians in the country and all the moderate Muslims who are under the Grand Mufti there who support the president. So when you say, you know, this, it's the same answer. The only answer is to educate people on the occupying force. Until you get people awakened on this issue and organized on this issue, we don't have a chance. But the good news is, people are more open today because they see it so readily, both left and right, you know, rich and poor, you know, it's even truly white and black, you know, and yellow and red. People are open to this issue. When we depose the people who've taken over academia, like the Ivy League, the people who've taken over our media, taken over our finances, taken over our government, we have a chance to sit down with the other peoples and say, let's work out something that you want and we want. We can do that. It's not possible as long as these people are controlling us. We're not going to there's no solution in fighting one small part of the problem. We have to talk about those problems, but the only solution is overthrowing the force, the foreign force, that's taken over the country. You can call that Zionism. You can call that progressivism, Jewish extremism, all these things. It's not every Jew, but it's organized Jewry is what's doing this to us. So I suggest that you put the, you know, with your bow and arrows, that you put your ideological, you know, bows, all right, and you aim them at the heart of the problem. You aim them at the fact that we are now an occupied country. When that's relieved, European Americans have a chance to survive. Africans have a better chance to life for their own society, their own neighborhoods, their own empowerment, their own autonomy, whatever. We all have a chance to live. If this isn't done, not only are we going to go down the drain and die, because we are dying now and we are facing a crisis of existence, but also the whole world will continue to suffer under their tyranny in these wars. We not only are Americans dying, there's thousands of kids every year, in fact, dying of Hollywood-promoted drinking binges. You know, 25,000 a year die because they drink so much alcohol they get poisoned. We have millions of people on drugs because almost every Hollywood movie promoted to young people promotes drugs. They promote sexual behaviors that are destructive of family life and values and health and well-being. They promote inverted values. They are promoting, and black people suffer from that like anybody. So I say you've got to concentrate on the people who now occupy and are tyrants over America, over all the people. Once they're deposed, you have a chance to do the things you need for your own people, same as black people do.
Dr. Duke, one more question, Dr. Duke. This kind of goes in with the other question. You know, we've mentioned the military. We mentioned the useless wars that are totally detrimental to the United States. We live in the South. You're a Southerner. I'm a Southerner. James Edwards, Southerner. We're all Southerners. Why, you know, how can we get these poor, dumb Southerners in here that have the highest per capita of volunteerism in the United States military, and we've been fighting these wars forever? How can we get to these people and educate them? You know, for instance, Henry Kissinger said, I quote him, he said that the military is a dumb animal to be used at the behest of the elite.
This is how you do it.
Clinton said the same thing. What do we do?
But you think that a foreign power has gotten control over our American foreign policy, and we're dying for wars that actually hurt America, make people hate us, want people want to hurt us. We got millions of Americans all over the world. They're in business or college or university or they're traveling, and they're all at risk because of these policies. We spend trillions of dollars in the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war. See, this is where the, quote, liberals, or the left, as you say, are right, because they oppose the wars. At least not, I'm not talking about most liberals actually support the war. The New York Times support the war because they're controlled by the same people. But average people, you know, who are whatever leftists, they're opposed to the wars. They'll disagree with us on another subject because they're brainwashed on another aspect of the Jewish power. They don't realize that they're being made to hate their own people and European people, because the only way they can control America is by getting rid of the people who are the vast majority of America still, even though we're fading fast, and that's European Americans. That's why they did the massive immigration. They want conflict. They thrive on conflict. It's divide and conquer. And so, again, we go back to the same issue. People often say, why are you always talking about the Jewish question? Because, folks, everybody listening, there is no other question, in the sense that if that question is not solved, if our freedom is not won, we can't win on any subject that you want to talk about. I don't care what subject you're going to talk about. You're not going to ultimately win, because they're going to control the media, control the politics, control the banking, and control the academia of America. That's what's going on.
How do we go in?
Racism is what's going on in this country, real racism, and it's Jewish racism, and they're promoting in the media hatred against Europeans, because that's who they see as their greatest threat to total power, you know, and the establishment of almost like a Bolshevik state in our land. And we're moving toward Bolshevism, we're moving toward tyranny every
day.
We're losing our rights, and it's the same as what happened in the Soviet Union. And the day will come when
we
haul millions of us out to the gulags to die. Unless we
as a, hey,
yeah.
As a little Southern, Hey, is a little Southern Baptist, James Edwards, and a little nobody Southern Baptist, Eddie L. Miller, how can we go into a Southern Baptist church here in the United States and preach the gospel we've just preached about for them to stop volunteering for this stupid military?
You know, I told my grandson I would do it. Don't leave your churches. Stay in the churches. If they got to kick you out, let them kick you out. But you do it with a good heart. You know, you do this in a Christian sense of love. And the same thing I say to people from the families. And I tell you, the way you disabuse this programming is this is how I would do it. I would ask good questions in Sunday school. I would ask good questions in church to the minister in the question and answer time.
I got
to
say something, Dr. Duke.
Like that.
Dr. Duke.
And I would point out, I would quote scripture. You see, quote the scripture. And I that's how I would do it if I were going to go into the churches and I wouldn't leave the church. You know, the way they've overcome us is because they've infiltrated into our society. We got to stop thinking about running away. We got to start thinking about, in our own institutions, regaining, you know, our own brothers and sisters and just bringing the truth. But we do that by putting love in our hearts, really. And we do it by simply understanding that they have these ideas. And we don't try to, it's not because we're trying to teach them something that they've got to adapt, but you just kind of lead them gently. And eventually they get it. One-on-one, you can convince any of this, any one of this material.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to have Representative David Duke for one more segment following this. And then, because we have a caller that's been waiting for 30 minutes, and we're going to get to that, and then we're going to go to another one of our associates here in the studio that's with us as we transition tonight into Political Cesspool. Stay tuned, everybody.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party. US.
Oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
When you've got an old friend on the show who's the focal point of the biggest political news story in the country this week, a man who just a few hours ago did an interview with CNN, a man who is the center of it all right now, it's hard to cover it all in the constraints of commercial talk radio.
We have so much to do. We didn't talk much about the media. I wanted to talk about how the media lies. It's so important to discuss of how they lie and how they twist and manipulate people.
And we're going to talk about that. Listen, we're going to have you back on late in the show next week to follow up to this because there's just not enough time. And I know you have a busy schedule as well tonight, Dr. Duke.
Sure.
We have a caller that's been waiting 30 minutes. But before we get to him, Eddie's got 30 seconds that he wanted to make a final point.
Go with that 30 seconds.
I have a quick statement, Dr. Duke, and I have a challenge.
Go, Eddie.
Okay, I have a quick statement. First of all, me and Dr. Duke agree on one thing. Before we can get this country back, first of all, we have to get the money system back. Secondly, I want to issue a challenge to everyone out there listening to our show, everyone in the United States. You tell me, email, Pony Express, Smoke Signal, I don't care how you do it. Tell me one thing that Dr. David Duke has ever said that's a lie. Tell me where he's lied. Secondly, tell me where he's wrong. Tell me where he's wrong in being an advocate, a soldier, a protector of the white European race. Tell me where I'm wrong, and I will. If you tell me I'm wrong, I'll agree with that. And with that, the bombardier's time is up. I've got to go. We got people chomping at the bit to talk.
Okay, I need to respond to that.
God bless you, Dr. Duke.
I have 30 minutes left, so let me respond to this a little quickly, and I'm going to tell you what I've really come to learn. If I have any wisdom in this after all these years, I think I know how to bring people to the cause, and I think I know what we're really fighting for. And it's so we are being programmed that when European Americans speak about our rights, which are being sacrificed, and the destruction of our lands, if that was done to any other people in the world, that would be, you know, considered horrible. But the media has programmed us that I'm presented as a white supremacist. Obviously, James Edwards, you guys are presented as white supremacists. That's how they deal with you. It's a total lie that you're presented as haters. It's a total lie. And so
correct.
It's essential for them, you to get your really heart out. And I know you guys. I know James Edwards, I think, as well as anybody. And I know that he's not in any way wants to suppress or harm African Americans. In fact, he wants them to be successful, to be happy, to have good families, and because there's no way that would not benefit us. And he wants them to have their own future and control their own affairs and their own communities, just like we want. So it's really critical, I believe, to break down the psychological programming, and it's important to state that first. You know, it's like a context. You have to come from the context, in my opinion, of human rights. When the so-called freedom riders came down, they called themselves freedom riders. They called them civil rights advocates. You know, civil rights is the Bill of Rights, which we all believe in, and our people very stupidly, not intentionally stupidly, said, oh, no, I'm against the civil rights. I'm against civil rights. Well, that's like saying you're against the Bill of Rights. It's like what you've got to do is understand deep in your soul that you are, everyone listening out there, are a true human rights advocate. That's why I start every show talking about the right. Every people has the right to be free and independent. Every people's got the right to preserve their unique human character, their unique expression of humanity. And that we have to try to find ways to solve these issues without death and destruction and fighting. And the truth is the conflicts in this country, like with the immigration around the world, what's going on in Europe, is because that's how this tiny minority dominates us by getting to fight one another. We definitely must have the right to preserve ourselves, and so do they. So if you start by that context, I would call myself, about anybody listening, I would call myself a true human rights advocate. Instead of,
I think you've been
that,
very.
You see, that's what I would do. I believe this is a very, 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 very important point.
And very consistent.
Good. These arguments. Go ahead.
very consistent in what you're doing and what everybody else is not only allowed but encouraged to do, as we talk about almost every week. Now, listen, let's go quickly to a caller in New York who's been waiting for almost an hour to get on with you, Dr. Duke. Matt in New York. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Duke. This is Matt the Copperhead Felak. How you doing, sir?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. All these shows of me calling in, I actually have to say I'm a little bit nervous for this one, and I just wanted to personally thank you. As a father who has two white sons, I wanted to reach out and personally thank you for what you do for our people, sir.
Okay, that's great. You know, and I'll tell you something. If you really want to reach your family and your friends and the people at your school, your work, or your community where you are, the way you're going to do that most effectively is to really convince them and be truthful about it. I mean, this is not, I'm not talking about acting some way, that you're really concerned about that, about really humanity itself, every people. And in that context, you also understand that we have those same rights, because you see, our people are by heart a people who are very generous, they're fair-minded, and they're concerned about hurting anybody. And the Jewish media tries to present us as this crushing evil forces, and it's, you've got to break down that psychological projection. So you start talking. I want to see more and more of us talking like that, instead of saying that we're an act. You know, because our people have this innate sense of fairness, and the truth is, it's only fair if our people live and survive. Like, it's fair for everybody. No people should be subject to tyranny over them. And that's what
we are definitely a great people.
If you start from the standpoint, I'm a white activist and white revolutionary, if you start from that context, you see, that plugs in that to those the trigger words, that the psychological programming of the media, and immediately they think white racism, white supremacy, white this, white that. Every kid heard the word white in a thousand negative ways. So you should start from a context that I really want a world that's good for every people, that every people are free, every people's independent. And if that's so, our people are going to be okay, aren't they? And that's the way you begin this thing. You start with that. I know it's a hard concept for some of our people to grasp, because it doesn't seem to be like the traditional model. But the way we did it before and the way we did it in America in the past is not working. I'm telling you, it's not working now. We have got to change the way we approach this issue, and that's the most important thing I think I'm preaching for our own people right now.
A final word to you, Matt.
Thank you very much. And because of you, sir, as a white male that grew up in Central Florida and spent the better part of a decade up in New York, I was already wise to the ways of the Ashkenazi Jew. And that prepared me to go through life and know that there was a people that had a hyper pervasive agenda against my people. And it just, you giving me those insights and other people, but especially you, prepared me just to better understand what they were coming from and to work with that and to excel. So thank you, sir.
Sure. You're very welcome, and thank you so much.
And
God,
David, we only have a couple of minutes remaining. I want to thank Matt for the call. You've pretty much covered this tonight. And in 2 minutes, I'd like for you to break down a very lengthy article. But break down, you know, we looked at all these articles this week in light of the Steve Scalise quote-unquote scandal that introduced you as either neo-Nazi or white supremacist David Duke. I know that's not true. Break down paradigm for human diversity and freedom. Your paradigm. Break it down in 2 minutes.
Okay, well, first off, you know, that's exactly right. And what we got to remember in this movement is that if someone calls you a murderer and you just kind of ignore it and go on and start talking about, like, you didn't even hear him, it's almost like people say, well, he's kind of admitting he's a murderer. And it's very important that we make it very clear when they call us a name or say something, that we make it clear. If we are not white supremacists, and we have to tell them we're not, but we also have to go on and go back on them. And see, here's the situation. You know, the truth is that we, more than almost any other people, are absolutely anti-racist in the real sense. Because we understand that races have their own unique cultures, their values, and most people do, and they have a right to preserve them. They have their children have a right to follow the values of their forefathers and the music and the art and the literature and the music and the architecture and the religious traditions of their people. And every people in the world have that. The truth is that the Zionist globalists, they are the real racists. They want to destroy the distinctions and the freedoms among humanity, make everybody control the currency in everybody's pocket, you know, get us all listen to this junk music and junk movies and eat junk food and get ill health and have no real values and destroy the family life of the world. So that's what we've got to start concentrating on. What we've got to do, I tell you what I call it. I call it psychological jujitsu. Using the power of the enemy to expose it. Okay, I realize that's the music. But the idea, folks, go to my site, davidduke.com, read my paradigm for true human diversity and true human freedom, and you can find that on my site. Read my site, please. Write me, read my books, and you'll find the way to the path to victory, I promise you.
Thank you so much, Representative David Duke. We'll have him back on next week. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
We're going to transition to Keith Alexander now, who's been here at the studio since 5 o'clock Central Time. It's now 7:47. We're going to get him on. You're not going to hear sound, though, because I'm talking. You can put it back on. Here we go. All right, but here's the thing, though. There's a couple of things I wanted to say during the course of that hour and a half interview that I didn't get a chance to work in. It was a busy show. Here's the thing. They do it to me. They call me the same names they call David Duke. They call anyone else who dares to be concerned that European mankind is now less than 10% of the global population and falling. If you're concerned about that, you're a white supremacist, you're a neo-Nazi. It's absurd. I don't want to lord or oppress over anyone. I know he doesn't either. But I do have a legitimate concern that if current birth rates persist, eventually our people will no longer exist. Now, of course, according to them, you are a white supremacist if you care about this. But my point in bringing that up is this. I know that in having David Duke on this show for the last hour and a half and change, we're not going to change the establishment media narrative. They will continue to lie. They will continue to call him ugly names. They will continue to call him these things until he goes on to receive his eternal reward. We accept that fact, that reporters are no longer concerned with the who, what, where, when, and why of journalism, but they rather fancy themselves as the enforcers of political correctness. However, as a result of the hundreds of millions of dollars worth of publicity that the GOP has given David Duke since Christmas, there may be an objective, free-thinking, listening man or woman tonight to the political cesspool that is tuned in to listen to David Duke on this show this evening. And if they are, for the benefit of that man or woman, I want them to hear what David Duke had to say in his own words, this new paradigm that he has about human diversity and freedom for all people. I should mention this as well, and I didn't get to mention it while he was on the air, but I'll mention it now. A couple of years ago, I was at a Cracker Barrel with David Duke. We were having dinner together, alone, at a Memphis restaurant, completely in private. A stranger recognized us. This is a true story. Walked over to us, introduced himself. He explained that he supported us. He recognized us. He said he supported our work. He wanted to keep us going. He shook our hands. He paid for our meals. Now, this wouldn't be unusual or otherwise noteworthy if it weren't for the fact that this guy just so happened to be a very well-known black pastor in the local Memphis community. Another story, Francis Kelly was the host of Good Morning Memphis for many, many years on CBS's local affiliate station here in town. She retired at the age of 80 earlier this year. On her 80th birthday, she retired. I believe it was back in February or March of 2014. They asked her in this interview live on television, after all the years of her career as a television host, who was her favorite person to interview. She started off by saying Billy Graham, but then she quickly stopped herself and said, no, David Duke. Now, this is a black woman, 80 years old. She said she went on to talk about how much she was impressed by him. And this is a direct quote. There were things we disagreed on, things we agreed on. But I believe we sensed in each other a commitment to a world not just of our own representative group, but for all peoples. Now, this is an 80-year-old, very venerable black woman in this community. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't feel as though our message needs to be sanctioned or endorsed by minorities in order to be valid. But it doesn't hurt. Everyone ought to be proud of who they are. And everyone deserves to have advocates working on behalf of their unique group interests. I'm proud to be doing so for my people. I know David Duke is proud to be doing so. It is, however, always nice to meet free-thinking and honest people across racial boundaries. There seems to be at least a couple of people here in Memphis that I know of that I'm thankful for because of these reasons. And of course, all of this is backed up by David Duke's true feelings towards other races and humanity, as is laid out in his paradigm, which you can read at his website. Now, regarding whites organizing on racial grounds, I quote now an African-American Harvard law professor. His name is Randall Kennedy, from an interview he gave in Atlantic Magazine in 1997 entitled My Race Problem and Ours. He wrote about whites organizing as a race. He said this, and I quote, "I find it difficult to accept that it is wrong for whites to mobilize themselves on a racial basis solely for purposes of white advancement, but morally permissible for blacks to mobilize themselves on a racial basis solely for purposes of black advancement." There are honest people across racial lines, and they are coming to this message, and I'm thankful for them. I'm very proud of this show. In the last few weeks, ladies and gentlemen, the last 3 weeks alone, we have charged into areas where others fear to trod. We have had Sean Bergen on this show the last 2 weeks to give us live, exclusive, on-the-scene reports outside of the gathering places in memorial to these slain police officers, these fallen police officers in New York. We've had him on the show. We've had David Duke on now. He has been the focal point of the biggest national news story in the country this week. I know it's the path of least resistance to ignore this David Duke story, to even disassociate from him, and to save myself from the additional headache which is bound to come in the days ahead. I can see a SPLC article about David Duke's appearance on the political cesspool on Monday, but I have a soul. I have a conscience. I have integrity. And based upon what I know about this man, I cannot allow myself to be savaged and allow him to be savaged and not mount a fact-based defense in his honor. If David Duke was advocating violence and preaching hatred, I wouldn't work with him. I'm here to uplift and serve as an advocate for my people, those with whom I share a common culture, language, religion, and heroes. Everyone, regardless of race, should do that. In fact, others do, and it's perfectly acceptable and even encouraged, as we all know. But when white people do it, it's hate? No. No. That's absurd. I won't stand for it, even if it means I stand alone. If I am the last person in the world to defend David Duke based upon my personal association with him, then so be it. I'll defend him because it's right. It's what I know. That's what I'm here to do. I won't say plagued by a conscience, but guided by a conscience. I have to defend people who are worthy of that defense. He is not the things that you read in these articles. I will defend him even if it costs me everything. I believe that as a Christian is my duty. That's what I'll do. And so we're going to leave it at that. We have so much to cover in the remainder of the show. As I mentioned, we've been running 2 weeks behind since Thanksgiving in terms of covering on this show what we've wanted to cover. I had no idea that this David Duke story would be the biggest political topic in the country. Had no idea that we would have Sean Bergen on the scene in New York. But the last 3 weeks, we've been dominated by the news as it was. And the political cesspool stands on the front lines in defense of truth and honor and integrity. And we present these stories as they should be presented, whether it hit or lip the devil or not. But because they were unplanned incidences, we are running behind. I have bumped Winston Smith tonight for 2 weeks now. Winston Smith has been scheduled to give his top 10 moments of the year in hate of 2014, as he routinely gives. Peter Scoop Stanton for 2 weeks has been on to give his top 10 moments for the political cesspool in the year that was. I have bumped both of them again tonight, as I bumped them both last week, to try to make room for the news of the day. We will get to them both next week, I promise you that. But I apologize to Keith Alexander, who's been waiting here since 5 o'clock. Keith, the third hour is entirely yours without interruption. But it's been a busy night. Let me make sure. No, we're not going to play that, Sam. I do want to mention, though, that Duke was on, of course, CNN a few hours ago. You can look that up on YouTube. We were going to play that tonight, but the time doesn't permit. Keith, let me make sure your mic's on before I toss it over to you. And it is. So take it away and give them a preview of what we're going to talk about in the third hour.
Okay, we're getting back to business as usual down here.
Go.
We're going back to business as usual, okay? We are going to go behind enemy lines and look at certain news items, both in the Memphis newspaper and in the national television media, that I think are noteworthy and need to be commented upon to let us know what's happening. And quite frankly, what's happening is good news for us. So enough doom and gloom. We're going to have good things to tell you about. Things are breaking, bad for the left and well for the right.
And then there are a couple of stories that I have no idea what they are now. This was planned in advance. I had no idea that our featured guest of the night would be such a hot topic. But I'm trying to think of what the stories were that I wanted you to comment on. The Tea Party now is trying to repackage Martin Luther King as the all-American conservative. Oh, and there was a woman in the Army that received a medal. Now, Eddie is still in the studio. Yeah, but we're not going to get to Eddie. Eddie's dominated the show. I'm not going to say what Eddie's doing. Eddie was a member of the armed forces. Eddie, a woman in the Army this week received a medal from a general because she confronted offensive online behavior. Now, that's better than anything you did as a combat medic in two tours in Vietnam. I know nothing you did in those two tours can...
That could compare with being a rat fink to your fellow soldiers, okay?
I'll second that. You know,
Eddie's in the corner talking without a mic as if everyone on the radio can hear him. I wish you could see the scene here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah, you don't want to even talk about this.
Listen, we will have fun. If nothing else is accomplished tonight, we will have fun. I have gotten 100 emails since David Duke came on the show. My text messages, I've gotten 24 text messages. Now, keep in mind, not many people know my phone number. It's been a big show tonight. And you know, we only talked about the reason David Duke is in the media for about 2 minutes of his entire hour and 45 minutes interview. But we had a lot of fun. It was hard to be traffic cop
tonight. Got the gospel according to David Duke.
That's right. We got the gospel of Duke tonight. He was the fifth gospel that we didn't hear about. We'll be back.
Is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.